You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey Stars fans, it's Jeff Kay, public address announcer for your Dallas Stars, and you're listening to Starcastic Remarks, part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Go Stars!
Hey guys, welcome back to Starcastic Remarks. Alongside my brother Chris, my name is Ryan Chambers. We are the official Dallas Stars podcast of THPN. Go and use that promo code THPN next time you go use DraftKings Sportsbook. Thank you to them for being our sponsor as always. And this is a very, very, very painful one for Stars fans here tonight. Before we even got started, we currently have 67 people watching live within the first 30 seconds of us starting this podcast. Chris, give us some Stars fan therapy here for a second. What's on your mind here? What you got?
I mean, I don't know if this is therapy, but it doesn't look good is the first thing I'm going to say. I mean, We are top five offense in the league, and we are held to 3 goals in the first 2 games. This Vegas team looks nothing like the Vegas team that finished out this regular season. They are a million times better. Stone coming back, Petrangelo coming back has made an incredible difference to this Vegas team. The Stars can't execute even when they get chances, and Vegas is shutting them down even when we should be charging at our hardest. I mean, losing both games, you have the potential to lose both games and you're down by a goal. There was not one shot on goal by the Stars in the last 5 minutes of that game. Not a single one. Don't even test Thompson. I mean, the Stars have played better than Vegas at times this series. Vegas is doing everything that they want to do and making it look easy against what should be our biggest strength in our offense, and nothing can happen. We can't get anything going. I mean, Otter played fantastic. You can't ask for anything more from him. We only allowed, again, under 30 shots on goal. You got to score goals. That's the best thing that this team does is score goals, and they can't figure it out. It doesn't look good. Vegas is beating them. It's not just the Stars beating themselves. Vegas is locking them down. So I'm not going to say the series is over. The Stars had one of the best road seasons ever. They tied for the best in the league this year. That said, Vegas also they were fantastic at home. They were better at home than they were on the road, which is the opposite for the Stars. And we have to go, and realistically, you have to go win both of those games in Vegas. So it doesn't look good.
Okay, I'll be totally honest, and I'm gonna monologue here for Chris for a second, Chris. So I apologize on this, but all Stars fans are lashing out right now. Let's be honest, they're lashing out, trying to find something to blame. They are. I've seen comments everywhere tonight. Oh well, Sagan's getting paid $9.5 million. And he's sucking it up. Otter let in a bad goal, and that was the goal that was the difference in the game. Pavelski and our veterans are not showing up. Here's the thing. The reason why it was so frustrating tonight is because the Stars played a very good game and lost. That's what I feel. And that's my personal opinion. I think that's why there's a lot of people, and we're trying to find something wrong with this right now. Okay. We're trying to find something wrong, but here's the thing. I'm not saying there's not mistakes in the Stars game. There absolutely is. There's 100% mistakes in their game. Vegas is playing a ridiculous defensive style that I haven't seen in years. This is the best defensive hockey I have ever seen in these two games. Honestly. One of the things they have going for them is it seems like their stick is always in the exact right spot at the exact right time. Okay? The law of averages are going to go in the Stars' favor at some point in this series. It is going to happen. It is absolutely going to happen. Ardell is asking ever, maybe not necessarily, obviously this, we're not including like the dead puck era and stuff like that. But this is one of the best defensive style teams that I've ever seen. All right. People are complaining about the LTIR status of Vegas. Okay. There's nothing we can do about that. Again, I didn't want to mention it, but people are still complaining about it. And is it fair? No, it's not. But there is literally nothing we can do about it. There's nothing. Okay, there's zero. We're going to see what this team is made of in the next two games. Saturday and on Monday, I think is game four. If this is a team that is what I believe it to be, a Stanley Cup contender, they're going to fight back, and they're not going to go down without a fight. They're not. It's not going to happen. That's why I think this game in particular was super frustrating, because we played such a good game at almost all points in the game. We ran out of gas at the end in the third period, and the Vegas Golden Knights outshot us. And we got outgoalied by one shot. That's literally what it is, and that's what I'm feeling right now. So, Chris, what do you think?
I'm going to be pretty upset at what you said, because I disagree with almost all of it. The Stars did not have a good game. They had a great first period. First period is fantastic. Dominated them. Should have been up 3-0. To get outshot 10-20 in the next two periods, that's not a good game. You played bad. I don't care how good their defense was. There should have been more pressure. There should have been more forecheck pressure. There wasn't. Almost no forecheck pressure. They were out of their zone so easily, especially in the third period. Saying that we got out-goalied this game is absolutely incorrect. Otter made insane saves all game long. Two goals that should have completely been in for sure for Vegas that Otter saved. I mean, the Stars were not good enough this game. To have a top offense in the league and get held to 20 shots, it's not good enough. I mean, there are so many players that need to pick up what they're doing right now. I mean, Sagan, Duchesne, to talk about Logan Stankoven, a rookie, who's going to be a rookie next year too as your best forward, and he was in the game, that's not good enough. This team has players that need to be playing better than they are right now and need to find a way to get shots on goal better than they are right now. Roope Hintz has been non-existent in this entire series. It makes no sense. So we have played good. We played good in the first period this time. We played good at times in the first game and probably should have had enough to win. But to say that we played a good game through and through tonight is just not correct. And you can point just directly to 10 shots to 20 and directly to the no shots in the last 5 minutes of the game. That's insanity.
It's interesting that you say this, because I think this is perfect, because I think I represent some fans and you represent some fans as well. And I'm seeing it in the chat and it is exploding right now. Some are like, Chris, we completely agree with you. And some are like, no, absolutely not. I don't think we're going to find common ground on a lot of stuff, but the one thing I will agree with you on is that Logan Stankoven was probably our best forward tonight. He was in getting down in the forecheck and getting it down in deep. So I don't even know where to start off with the rest of this game here, Chris. But the one thing that I do want to kind of talk about is I don't think that the Stars have played bad enough as you're mentioning. The one thing I completely disagree with you on is the second period. The second period I completely disagree with you on, and the fact that they did not play good in the second period. The third period, I absolutely agree with you in the fact that they were getting outshot at 1.8-1. Okay. They should have been up going into the second intermission, based off of this, the way they played in the second period. Yes, and it's there are so many things that were going right for the Stars there. And as for getting out of their own zone, I don't, again, in the first and second period, that was not the case at all. They were able to get out of their zone very well. The thing that frustrated me the most about most of their play was they're still not able to get their passes crisp enough. And I think the thing that is really frustrating also is they tried to play Vegas's style here tonight. They tried to play the way that Vegas does, and you're going to get beat if you try to play that way against Vegas. What they have to do is they need to figure out the style that is going to work for this team right now. And I don't know which style is going to work, because obviously in game one, that's what we saw most of the time the Stars trying to do. Get some rush opportunities and get some chances off the rush. Tonight was more about the physical play and dump and chase, and they were successful at points in the game on that, but the results just didn't come with it. So this is going to be an extremely interesting thing, and it rests squarely on the shoulders of Pete DeBoer. I think that's going to be the thing. It's his job to figure it out. And based off of what we saw in the third period with Pavelski getting shuffled down to the third line, Stankoven coming up to the first line, and then obviously Marchment and Foxton not being on the bench there, we should have mentioned that in the third period, then he's got to make something work. And whether that's be shuffle up all the lines and everyone plays the same style and you go and get greasy goals, maybe that's the next avenue of play that the Stars should focus on. But they have to figure something out quick, and they have to figure it out fast, because I am very hopeless right now. I'll be very honest with that. I still don't think this team is out of the series. If they lose game three, then I will agree with a majority of Stars fans who are saying that this series is over. But this series is far from over, guys. It is absolutely far from over.
Yeah, I'm just kind of shocked at how different we viewed that game. I mean, I fully disagree with the second period. I thought we could have been down by 3-1, 4-1 at the end of that second period. Maybe the first 5 minutes of the second period were decent from the Stars, but I mean, outshot 10-5 is the big thing you can look at. And
But
the Stars
Chris,
had one good scoring chance in the second period.
But so did Vegas. They had one, and that no, one, yes,
Hunter
it
had
was.
A huge save in the second period that stole a goal. And
yes,
they had
no, that's
shots and tons of stuff with people in front of the net. The Stars had nothing. Couldn't get anything on net.
Okay,
they
but
had
again,
one chance in the second period, and they scored on their one chance. They had more than one chance in the first period, but they had one chance in the second period, and it got robbed. And they had one chance in the third period from Johnson, who couldn't elevate. That was it.
Up to that point, when I think it was it Theodore that when Otter made that giant save on him, three in a row or something like that. I think it was Theodore. Fedor, up to that point, that was the only decent chance that I thought Vegas had up to that point. Yes. No, we can agree to disagree, but
we're going to have to,
because I think there's gonna be a lot of Stars fans that are feeling the same way, the way that we are right now. So this is good content for us, but I think we're just going to have to, we're just going to be frustrated wherever we go.
Yeah.
They were building.
I wanted to mention
moments.
One more thing about what you said, and that it was all on Pete DeBoer's shoulders. No, it's not. I mean, yes, I think DeBoer could have played better. He could have done better. I thought he got outchanged pretty consistently tonight. I think their best players were against our worst players way too often, which we're playing at home. That should never happen. And I feel like that happened way too often tonight. But it rests on the players who are playing the game who aren't playing up to their skill level right now. Roope Hintz being non-existent in this series makes no sense. Joe Pavelski being non-existent in this series makes no sense. I mean, we can go down the list, but these players need to find a way to get through this Vegas defense and to score goals and to at least test Thompson, who's had hardly anything this series. He's had the easiest series from a goaltender so far. So I agree, DeBoer's got to be better. He's got to find a way to get the right players on the ice at the right time, I think was his bigger problem more than the line shuffling. But those guys got to find a way to get to the net and score goals. And whether it's greasy, like you said, let's do that. But every time we put a puck on the net from the slot, it's cleared out immediately. So I think we did better being physical tonight, especially in front of our own net. But there's no second chances in front of Thompson. There's not one.
Hey, guys, it's Ryan here. The chase for the Stanley Cup is on, and if you're looking to light the lamp, nothing beats the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. From the start of playoff beards all the way till the hoisting of the cup, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odd boosts, and so much more. Just some interesting series winner props here for you for the playoffs. Stars right now are at a minus 140, which makes them a slight favorite. But if you look at some of the others, the Rangers at a heavy favorite at minus 450. And then even the Carolina Hurricanes at a minus 340. So some very interesting series winner playoff series props there for you. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with the code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. NHL and NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2024. All rights reserved. And see, that's why I think that it's more about the way that Vegas is playing with their style defensively than it is on the Stars. I really think that that's what it is. And that's why there's so many people that are so frustrated right now. Because Vegas is getting all of the bounces. They're getting all of the puck luck right now. And on top of that, their defense is freaking ridiculous. That really is the difference in the series right now. Now, part of it was the special teams in game one, and the Stars won the special team game here in game two today. All right? They won it. However, I still think it's that defensive structure, and they have to figure something out. And they're not utilizing some of their best forms of what they can do, which is like the tip. They need to get some traffic in front of Logan Thompson, and they got to figure out a way to get the pucks through. That's the key. If you can do that, this opens up everything. And really what I think it is they need to find that one button they need to push, and this thing is just going to explode, and the Stars are going to be able to figure it out. I really think that's what this is what it feels like. That's why we're so frustrated, because we saw the opportunities they had. Dodonov was right there in front. He had an opportunity, and it just so happened that Chandler Stephenson was right there in the right spot at the right moment and got the puck perfectly. That's why the law of averages is going to come back in the Stars' favor, and I really feel like that's a thing that's going to come for us. And I'm not saying that
that's not lucky, though. That's Stephenson making a good play and being in the right position and being strong in front of his own net. The Stars need to be stronger than that. They need to be more aggressive to the puck in front of the other team's net. They need to fight harder for it. They're not doing that. They're trying to pass through this Vegas box that they build in front of the slot, and it's not going to work. All five players are in the slot for Vegas. You got to figure something else out. That's not lucky to – you don't just so happen to get your stick on the puck. You make a good defensive play, and that's what they're doing.
And that's fair. That's fair. I do want to talk – I was a little frustrated about the officiating tonight, and I don't understand the whole delay of game call on Roope Hintz when I thought very clearly that it hit the – that it hit the glass. I don't know what you saw on that, Chris. What did you see?
I honestly couldn't tell. I mean, it's hard to see that glass way up at the top of it, but I don't know why they call that so late after the fact. I mean, I know some people can convince you maybe that it happened, but I don't know. Seems like a weird time to inject yourself and make a call there. But I mean, the way this game was officiated helped out the Vegas Golden Knights for sure in a 2-1 game. That's exactly the kind of officiating you wanted. I mean, no stick infractions were called hardly at all. And that's exactly what Vegas needed to do. And they got away with a ton of them in that third period to lock it down. I mean, trips and hooks and you name it. It was all over the place, but it was going both ways too. The Stars had multiple calls that could have been made against them that weren't. So the refs were consistent tonight. That's what I always say. They're at least consistent. I feel like they were, but it just favored Vegas tonight with trying to hold on to that one goal lead. And they did it again, two games in a row. You hold on to a one goal lead against the best offense in one of the best offenses in the league. Pretty impressive.
The thing that also frustrated me a little bit about this game here, Chris, was the amount of icings that the Stars have had in these two games. And I feel like that was even extrapolated even more tonight. And the fact that just didn't seem to be an issue for the Stars when it came to icings. They were just willing to take it in order to get the puck out of the zone. Is that something that you saw, that maybe it's just me and I'm crazy? What do you think about all of that?
I didn't really notice icings especially. I mean, maybe they're trying to stretch out the defense a little bit more, but I don't know. I think Vegas is just doing a good job of, one, locking us up at both lines, the red line and the blue line. They scored their second goal tonight because of great defense on their own blue line. And I think Vegas is doing a good job, and Vegas and Dallas isn't finding an answer for it. They're not making any adjustment.
Okay, what else do we need to talk about here tonight, Chris? Is there anything you can think of?
I mean, you go to Vegas, obviously you have to get one, but I can't imagine the Stars trying to go back to Vegas for a game five, or if it was game three, trying to win a game four, an elimination game in Vegas. Don't think it could happen. Even if you win game three, I feel like you have to win game four. You can't go into game six in Vegas with elimination on the line. I don't think that's something I don't think you escape Vegas with your life if you're on the brink of elimination. I don't think it's going to happen. I think Dallas has to win the next two, honestly. If they want to get back in this series, you got to get fully back in immediately.
Zachary Mitchell obviously agrees with you over here. Dallas has to win the next two. It is going to be very, very tough. It is going to be extremely tough to see if this team can do it. But it's already getting kind of late here. It's already past the midnight, and we could go in circles for the rest of the night, Chris. But what, in your opinion, what do the Stars need to do in game three to get back against Vegas?
The Stars need to execute on the chances that they get. and they need to generate more chances. And all you have to do to generate those chances is get the puck on the freaking net. I mean, that's seriously all you have to do. Get the puck on net, crash the net, make Thompson's life miserable. And they're not doing it. And you got to execute when you get those chances. Execute. Come on. Even Robo, who scores a goal tonight, could have had a Hattie. I mean, you got to execute when you get those chances, and you got to hit the freaking net. Seriously.
So, this is probably going to upset you, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. Deserved a win on meter. What do you think it is?
I already looked at it.
So, for those of you that don't know, deserved a win on meter. Stars at 65%. 65% compared to Vegas's 35%. That I know there's so many things and so many different factors that go into that number, but that it was just a feeling thing about this game for me, and maybe I can point at this number and say that I'm right. But at the same time, Chris, everything you said that you just mentioned is exactly right.
I mean,
Stars are not converting on their chances, and Vegas is.
And that expected goal number happens, which is mostly what that deserved to win a meter is based on, is expected goals. And Vegas was doing no offense in the third period. They weren't trying to score. They were getting in the offensive zone and putting the puck on the net, normally from distance. But honestly, it should have been slanted more when the Stars had 20 whole minutes to go down Vegas's throat. I mean, that's what I think slants it there, honestly, if you want an explanation.
Okay. Let's finish it up here tonight. Who have you got for your biggest winner and your biggest loser?
I'll give mine to Stankoven again. I mean, he was fantastic. I mean, his forecheck is crazy for a guy that small. He's throwing his weight around, whatever weight he's got, even when he's in the offensive zone. He's making so much stuff happen. It is shocking that this guy was kept in the AHL all season. I think it was the wrong decision, probably. And I'm glad he's here now. And he was put on the top line in the second game of the playoffs for the Western Conference champions as a rookie who's not played a quarter of the season. That's insane.
I think the reason why that was done, because I think we're starting to see a little bit of chemistry between Stankoven and Robertson. And for me, my biggest winner, and I have to give it to two people because I thought you were going to pick the other one and I was wrong. It's Ottinger and it's Jason Robertson. We can't say the things about Jason Robertson that we are saying about Roope Hintz, Joe Pavelski, stuff like that. He has two goals in two games, and he's throwing his weight around, and he's being a butthead.
Yep.
All of the goal lines that are around him. And they need to follow his example, and they need to follow his calmness, and they need to follow the way that he's playing right now, because that seems to be the way that seems to be working. And right now, he's the only one that can score goals for this team.
Yeah, he's doing exactly what we hoped he would do when we talked about him in the playoff preview. It was like, it seems like he's learned how to play playoff hockey. Let's see if he can go do it. He absolutely has, is what it looks like right now. I mean, he's actually using his size, his advantage. He's, I mean, obviously getting in scoring positions with the two of the three Stars goals. So, yeah, that's a great pick. Well, Stars had four goals.
Yeah,
I forgot.
The Stars have four goals, but he's in half of them. He is in half of them right now, which is unfortunate, but I think that's going to get her. And then obviously the biggest winner is Ottinger. That he had, what, four game-changing possibility saves tonight?
Yep.
I mean, I guess you can count the first three on Thedor as one save. I guess there's three there. The one on the power play where he completely stoned, I think it was Eichel there, or maybe it was the weak side defenseman. I forgot who it was. Either way, And then that really weird turnover right in front of him, he made a big save on that one too. So honestly, he is the one that kept him in the game, and Robo was the one that kind of got that, is kind of leading the charge on the offensive side right now. And more people need to follow him. So who's your biggest loser tonight, Chris?
Biggest loser? Man, I don't even – you have a biggest loser? You give your biggest loser first.
See, that's my thing. I'm not giving one tonight for the first time in 2 years. Cause
no biggest loser?
I'm not giving anybody a biggest loser tonight. I'm not. I think that we just didn't get a chance to play our game. And I think this series is going to tilt towards the Stars' favor, and the law of averages is just going to go back in the Stars' favor. I really, really, truly believe that. And I'm not just like bull crapping myself into believing that. I truly believe that. So I'm not giving one tonight because the Stars are not going to lose. They're not going to lose this series.
And I'll give one.
Go for it.
Ropa hints. Just because he was the player who should be most impactful, your center number one, and he hasn't had an impact on this series yet. I'll give him the biggest loser. But yeah, I agree. I think the Stars are going to come out. I think game three is going to be their best game thus far.
It has to be their best game.
Yeah.
Has to. You cannot lose game three. If you lose game three, then the series is, you can pretty much put a bow on it. But you win game three, you're at least giving yourself a better chance.
Yeah. No, I agree excuses. With that. I just think that you got to win both in Vegas, and I think the chance of that happening is crazy low. Another way to look at it that makes it seem very difficult too, you got to win 4 of 5 against Vegas. That is a tough way to look at it.
All right, and as we wrap it up, I'm just going to reiterate what I said at the beginning of the episode, because, Chris, we have over 200 people watching right now, which is by far the most we've ever had on this podcast.
We haven't complained about LTIR yet. That's what they're here for.
Yeah, right. I guess we're supposed to kind of we could complain about that for a long time, but
we'll wait till we lose.
We'll wait
later.
Yeah, we'll wait later. We're not gonna lose. The way this game went, everyone is looking for someone to blame. There's you can't look right now and start looking at the offseason already. I understand it's been two games. It's been two games. This team is one of the best teams that we have seen in Stars history. It's one of the best put together teams that we have ever seen in Stars history. This series is far from over. Please, I beg you, Stars fans, please do not give up on this team right now. Please do not, because that's the absolute worst thing that you could be doing for a team that you love. That's the absolute worst thing you can do. You got to get up. You got to push it back in their face. And you got to believe that they're going to be able to do this. I still have belief. I know it's really hopeless right now. I know it's hard to look at this and see that we have a chance, because going into Vegas is tough. But if there's a team that can do it, that's in the Stanley Cup playoffs right now, there's no other team that would be able to do it except for the Dallas Stars. I don't care any other team. The Dallas Stars are going to be able to do it. And I believe that they can do it. So anyways, alongside Chris, my name is Ryan. Catch you guys on the flip side. Thank you to DraftKings Sportsbook. We'll be back with you guys again on Saturday. Stars are going to be in Vegas for game three. And all I say is just please don't give up right now. This series is far from over. We'll see you in the next one.